Blog Talk Radio.
Breezy, baby. Get up, Breezy, baby. The Queen Breezy says it's gonna go. The Queen Breezy, baby.
Who the hell they think they are?
What up, Breezy?
The dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep.
Triple threat.
Lethal. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep.
Triple threat.
Lethal. Two bad bitches in the dark and deep. They ain't about to hold back. Cause it's cold, neither. Tell it like it is, back to back like a sequel. And they ain't even tripping if you're feeling right either. Time for the truth, they the tricks that's gonna tell it to you. Only chase dreams, ain't the ones that's gonna sell it to you. Make sure you get it, even if they gotta mail it to you.
Triple threat.
Spell it to you.
Breezy says, cause what Breezy says, you know Breezy says it's gon' go.
Don't go.
Trio chicks on block radio, running the radio, the show go.
Don't go.
Breezy says, cause what Breezy says, you know Breezy says it's gon' go.
Don't go.
Trio chicks on block radio, running the radio, the show go.
Don't go. Two bass bitches in the dark and deep. Two bass bitches in the dark and deep. Two bass bitches in the dark and deep.
Thank you.
Everybody know it's me. G5 Rolex in the office, KOD. to Miami.
Back to Miami.
I said I'm going back to Miami.
Back to Miami.
I'm going back to Miami.
Back to Miami.
I said I'm going back to Miami.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Everywhere I go, I'm rapping my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rapping my shit. Real nigga, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rapping 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 my shit. Real nigga, yeah, you can test my shit. I ain't never back down the ramp, no look, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp, no look, no look. No flip, I ain't never back down the ramp, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp, no look.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Fuck niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Said they be hating, tryna tap a nigga phone. I'm my tour trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Nigga told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rep my shit. Real nigga here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere we go, welcome to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays, everybody.
Oh, hey, y'all. I'm sorry. I didn't know we was on air. Good evening. What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. We're back. Well, let me set.
How y'all doing?
It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My information is MISSEP_CIARA. And I have my sugar lump.
It's your girl, Megan Parlow, on Instagram and Twitter. At Brown Baby Coco, that's BrownBabyCoco. What's been going on with you, CC?
Yeah, I haven't seen you in forever. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the phone right now.
That's what happens when your phone be dead, and then you can't get on it for like the past couple hours. You got to catch up.
You had to catch up, girl. You know, be so busy.
Popular.
Not really.
Real busy. Been real busy. Speaking of busy, I've been busy too. Follow the business page. See Me in Your Dreams in the Process. That's CIME. In Your Dreams, ENTPR. We on the grind, Sierra and I. I've been doing school, work, wedding.
Getting ready for this wedding. You know, I don't do the wedding, so I send all her directions. Y'all want to get married, y'all can come call me. I'll tell you who you're going to be talking to, because I don't do them. So she got her wedding coming up on the 21st, girl.
So, all in.
Y'all should see her office. She got her husband cuffing her ass out. But it's all worth it, all worth it. And I just did a meet and greet last Sunday from Mano, King of Brooklyn, platinum artist. And he said that my meet and greet was one of the best he's ever had. I think he's lying to me. But he was so happy. I picked up like 180 followers overnight. That was really cool. And I look forward to working with Mano. You all should check him out. He got a real nice mixtape, King of Brooklyn, number 3. He got a real dope song with Chinks called Pussy Nigga Problem.
It's Chinks, R.I.P.
They had made it, and they posted it in the middle of making a video right before he passed away. And it's called Pussy Nigga Problems. And we all got them, Pussy Nigga Problems.
Is that so true? We do.
Yes, we got to listen to you all. We got to, I'm going to make sure we play it next week. Now, actually, he's supposed to be on our show in a few weeks. I don't know exactly when, but we're going to be on our show, and I'm so excited because he's so cool. I asked him, can you hook me up with Monica? You know what he told me?
What he said?
When she got with Shannon,
uh-huh.
She cut all her male friends off.
I know, that's right.
I said, damn, Shannon. So messed up my in there. I was almost in there. But, you know, anywho, we'll get in there again. But shout out to MP3 Wet,
L Nice and Mano for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for giving my boo an opportunity.
I was almost in them.
I was almost in
them. I know.
Like, no, 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 no.
We got to find a female that got it in.
Now we know.
Now we know we got
to plan it. Yeah.
Different route. Plan B, abort mission. Okay.
So speaking of Plan B, Amber Rose found her plan B.
B.
I thought she was dating Machine Gun Kelly, so I'm kind of confused. Like
she's a little whore. I mean, the thing is, I think she's trying to just how they're doing the whole gay thing. You know, they're trying to destigmatize homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to destigmatize being out with.
It's not cute though. Like you're a mother.
She's making.
That's why we don't want your ass no more.
She's making it cute. She just came out with if you go to Shade Room and Bottle Alert, I think she posted on her page as well. She has this new commercial advertising her slut walk, and she also has a book coming out called How to Be a Bad Bitch, which I think is, we don't need any more bad bitches. We don't need anyone. But she's trying to destigmatize, you know, being a hoe, and she's in the slut walk, she's making it, what is it called? The walk of shame. That is what she's doing. She's having her walk of shame, walking down the street with her heels in her hand and just making it seem like, girl, ain't nothing wrong with a walk of shame, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with getting that dingling. You know,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a walk of shame, but I mean, I don't even know what is a walk of shame?
Explain
it to you
later. I had one of these back in college.
Okay.
In college days. The walk of shame is,
oh, Lord.
You at a house that's not yours, don't belong to you, and you didn't take any night clothes, so leaving in the same clothes that your ass went over there in.
Okay.
You don't feel like walking in your heels out there, bitch, because you had them on all the night clothes.
So you're walking
bare
with it.
So you're walking bare feet.
Okay.
Your heels are in your hand, and you got to walk the tiptoe down to your car, and it's most likely before 8 a.m.
It's a time on walk of shame.
If he let you stay to lunch, he make you breakfast, it's not really a shameful walk.
So, because I had read on someone's thing, I hope I wasn't Amber Rose, I don't know who it was.
A walk of shame and a walk of shame, that's just after brunch. I agree.
Okay, but I haven't had a walk of shame in a long time.
I haven't had one in a long time either. But if it's before brunch, like you said, it's a walk of shame, okay?
What if they had a long morning and night?
Leaving.
Oh. I mean, you have to go home. I guess I don't do the walk of shame. They do the walk of shame. Because you got to go for the eyes open in this house. Tell no baby. My child ain't about to see you. So what's that called? A walk of
shame. Walk of shame.
That's a walk of shame. You got to go home for the evening.
Still the walk of shame. Fellas, if a girl don't kiss you out for her kids, wake up, she'll walk a damn shame. Okay? Yeah, you know.
Oh, Lord. So she has moved on to Odell Beckham Jr. He is gorgeous. He has to give it to him.
But he's very young.
How old is he?
He's very young. He's a rookie, number one.
Mm.
So he's not even 21.
Girl, you lying.
No, not.
Never mind.
How about 20? Well, I give him 23. That's what I'll give him.
That's
23.
He just having fun.
Amber Rose, about how much? 32?
She complete in his life.
That's about it. And then she'll be on to the next.
I mean, we know what she's about.
The slut walk. And the walk of shame.
She's not ashamed of it.
Nope, not at all.
Where is she walking in that loop?
Well, she needs to be ashamed because you have a son.
Yeah,
mommy. And I hate that whole thing. Oh, just because I'm a mommy, I can't be hot. No one's saying that. No one's saying this because you're a mama.
Can't be a hoe.
And you can't be a milf. You cannot be a hoe.
That's no one outright hoe. Right. China's not doing all that. Well, she follow right behind her like a damn poodle.
Yes, she does.
And I absolutely hate it. But y'all look like two desperate ex-wives and baby mamas that decide to pick up to think that's going to make y'all mad by making y'all ex-spouses mad. And Wiz ain't giving a
they
damn.
Move on.
Move it on. And Kyle and Tiger is cradle-robbing what he been doing from the beginning.
He cradle-robbing and booty-robbing. Because
he
like men, too.
He like men.
So, I know he's tearing little Kyle Jenner on booty hole. Look.
Ew,
sorry.
Ooh.
Whole thing.
Now,
someone that should have been called it quits in a relationship, we thought that was just inappropriate. I thought it was just
Lil Wayne.
She was just desperate to be with someone to make her relevant because she was not going anywhere. Christine Milian have not had a hit since she had that song that she was going against Nick Cannon, and I still listen to that shit every week.
What's her song, though?
You don't know it, and I'm going to tell everybody. And I'm going to tell everybody. I don't know how it goes. We got to Google it. I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to find it for your ass, girl.
I didn't hear that song. I heard about it, but I didn't hear it. But, I mean, okay, so she has Baby by Dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Dream has a baby by Nivea.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne also has a baby by Nivea.
Dream has 3 kids by Nivea.
But Lil Wayne also have a child by her. And then Christina Milian, I guess she said, let me see what this did about.
Really, Megan?
Let me go here.
Really?
I mean, I can't think of anything else. That is so gross.
No, Christina Milian needed some attention. No one was talking about her. Only thing they were talking about how Dream cheated on her with his assistant and poor Milian with his baby over here.
I mean, but
so Lil Wayne was like, you okay?
But you know the crazy thing I heard of?
And she was like, yeah, I've been wanting you.
I heard an interview with Superhead, and she talked about how even with her husband, like any man she dates, like all of them have to be comfortable with the fact that when Lil Wayne calls, she drops everything. She don't care if it's 3 a.m. If he say, meet me at the skate park, she's going to get up and go to the skate park.
Let me go ahead and tell you something. Lil Wayne Peter Wacker is not that good for these women to be running around doing that.
Can't nothing be that good.
It's not that good.
But she
it is not that good.
That is the claim that she
No,
made.
It's not that good. She just doing women tend to do this, and I don't know why they tend to do it, but women tend to do it. I'm not going to say we. Well, maybe we. I may do it too because I have a problem with me liking that nigga. Like, mm-hmm. I can't just date a regular person. I need somebody that people think that he's fine. People know that he's that nigga. He's the boss, whatever. I don't say I need someone, but I'm just what I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And these women feel because Lil Wayne is one of the top selling rappers, most known rappers that they need. Whoever, he could be Bill Gates. Just because who he is,
mm-hmm.
that's why they do that. I guarantee you, there's a regular nigga on the street. They would not be dropping all whoever, whatever I'm doing to go see no damn Lil Wayne. Because he damn sure ain't dropping everything to come see your ass.
No. Especially if he calling you at 3 a.m. saying, meet me at 6.
You already know what it's about. He comes to get what your name is about.
So,
he's
it's
like, exactly what your name is about.
In the state park.
So,
but she did that interview, and I saw that Christina Milian responded. But I think it's real. I don't see how anyone can date Lil Wayne and take him seriously.
Look at that damn gremlin. But I like him. Shout out to Future. He's about to start his own new hat line. I'm glad, because I'm tired of all these niggas taking their future.
Yeah, I love Future.
I do too, but I'm tired of seeing niggas in the club. Everybody want to have a Future hat on.
I want a hat.
I'm Freddy Krueger about to walk around here.
He the line if y'all had this problem. I cannot find a damn hat to fit my head to save my life. So,
not with a hair on your head.
No, it's
what?
Not
you
even
the well.
Not even when I have hair on my head.
Okay.
Girl, I cannot find a dang hat to fit my head. So, I'm going to inbox Future. Inbox, listen, can you please make a hat with a diameter that can fit? People with large heads.
He's going to find a way. He's going to have special editions and all that.
He needs to. Grab that one.
And Rihanna Rihanna and Travis Scott. We don't know about them. Like, I guess they supposedly supposed to be dating,
is,
but
like Sierra always says everything is for publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice that they have a Puma ad out right now. Now Rihanna is a new face of Puma, and Travis Scott has been, you know, making a couple of appearances with her. So we're not really quite sure what's going on, but we'll see where it goes. But we can see where Drake and Serena are going. They still going heavy and strong, even though they are calling him a jinx. I mean,
her focus is not the same because she's focusing on that dealy when she leaves the tennis court.
Girl, have you seen Drake here, fam?
She's helping him. Look at her.
Girl, I was like, okay.
It's a light skin for me.
Okay.
Go ahead, Drake. Go ahead,
Drake.
Go ahead, boo. Go ahead. I said, hey. That's what happens to get Serena in your life.
And Chris Brown got custody of his daughter, joint custody of his daughter.
Congratulations.
Hello, funny looking baby. And,
Megan.
And, you know, she was demanding $15,000 in child support.
But listen, me and Courtney did a breakdown of that.
Okay. I pay almost $400 a month for my child to go to private care, $320 to be exact, not including aftercare, daycare, pre-care, whatever, and I have to provide food for him because it's a private school.
Right.
This is for me, a single mom and dad for my child. 300 times 12 a year, that's a lot. That's just for school. That's not including clothes. Now, clothes, shoes, entertainment, haircuts, all that. The list goes on. Now, you have a celebrity baby. You got to have security. Your child has to go to a certain type of school or be homeschooled or private daycare, whatever.
You should have to go private school.
Okay. So then you got to have top-notch security because you're a damn Chris Brown child and people are trying to probably snatch your ass up any moment they can get. So you have to pay for security. You got it. The same way that he's living, she should live. $15,000 is a lot, I agree. But let's just be real. I complain about $400-$500 a month and child support from an average nigga. This is Chris Brown. He get paid $100+ a show.
Well, this is my thing about that whole situation.
A show.
When the situation, when it first unraveled that they were having, you know, that this was his child now, he even made public knowledge that he offered to buy her a home just so that he could be by his daughter and that he would pay her more than I. Now, if a man buys you a home. No.
Oh,
she thought that baby was the husband's and it wasn't.
So the husband left her?
I'm assuming. I guess so. Now, mind you, this girl also has other kids. Mm-hmm. But if you go to her Instagram, you only see pictures of baby royalty. Now, he offered to buy you a house. You have to pay no mortgage. And he's going to pay you $2,500 a month. Now he is. To me, if me and buy me a house, I have no mortgage. You pay my bills, my lights, my cable, make sure your car has all of this. Why would I ask $15,000 a month? That was somebody, her family gassing her up because, you know, her mama got on Instagram, was doing all this extra stuff. Like, girl, no, don't do that. You can get this and get that. So now you don't get no house, and now you're going to take these $2,500 to go sit your behind now somewhere because you listen to your family. Had she been civilized and not tried to use that baby,
she would have
gotten more. She would have been sitting very pretty. If you all because you wanted these 15 minutes of fame,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted your mom, you wanted everybody in your business, and you had to keep going to the internet when all you had to do was keep your ladies. Let me tell you how something. Keep your mouth shut. Just fly under the radar,
mm-hmm.
and you can live lovely.
I agree to that.
Instead of all this extra stuff, I give her 5 years. She's gonna be on somebody's reality show.
I ain't gonna say five. I'm gonna give it two.
She's gonna have somebody
match you on the next year. Chris Brown, Fairmont, we got
him. She's gonna be on somebody's reality show.
She's gonna give her as much money as possible, and he's gonna get a gag. Her next thing, he's gonna have a going doing the gag order.
And where that baby cannot be seen on nobody's TV.
Yeah, but right. Is.
Hello.
That's gonna be it.
So she needs to start foolishness. If I was her, I would be eating some humble pie, apologizing for all of that stuff I did, and trying to repair our relationship and get back in his good grace. So then you better make these $2,500 do what it do, baby.
That's not even a purse for her.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so now Lathan and French Montana. I know we talked about this. I don't care for French Montana like that as far as relationship. You know, his music is the ish. Shout out to Spiff TV. Happy birthday, sir. But so now Lathan and the French Montana, she seemed pretty happy. They
just definitely
went on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Diddy told him. Let me show you how you do this right quick.
She just definitely
went
up.
And he said, she looked pretty happy. She got a new song. I think her what's her artist name? She's Brown Sugar. Sugar. What's your car?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
I think the song is called. Damn, I just seen it.
I think you're too damn old.
It's not Hennessy, but the song sounds really nice. I heard it. I cannot think of. Is the song called Sugar or her artist name is Sugar? Whatever it is, she gave French Montana and Dej Loaf a shout out for helping her create it. So I'm assuming she wrote the song and French Montana probably like, baby, you can sing. Go sing this song right quick, baby. And next we're going to be French Montana features Sanaa Lathan.
She didn't do something because that, I think The Perfect Guy will be the end of Michael Ealy's acting career. And Sanaa, I think her.
They have made $26 million.
That is true. They made a lot of money this weekend.
They did a lot. There was a lot of promo, though.
People were trying to see the movie. If you saw the promo, you saw the movie.
The promo was really good. I was nervous. He had me scared to take a light-skinned nigga.
So it's like, to me, that's going to be his last role because he's very. Interesting. He's just
like his breath stinks. But it was, I mean, it was like what was the movie with Idris Elba and Taraji P. Henson? No Good Deed out there.
That was too slow for me.
That was better though. The plot was better. Too slow. It got thick, you know. The plot twist.
Sorry, anyway. So tonight we have this dude named Young Master. He is from Houston, Texas. Shout out to Molly Red and Breezy Says for hooking this interview up. I'm not really familiar with him, so I'm actually excited to hear from him. He's supposed to be calling in any minute now. He got a song called Stay Awake. This will be very motivational. We're going to let y'all hear it in a few minutes, but I got to give a few. Well, first of all, Megan, tell me about this Vanessa Williams, Miss American pageant. I completely missed it this week.
Okay, if you have not known, Vanessa Williams was the first Miss Black America.
Okay.
That is a history fact that we all should know.
I know that.
I think that Kenya Morgan said she was the first one. No, that was Vanessa Williams, boo-boo.
What she said she was first Black? Was she
Miss America.
Oh, I thought she was Miss USA. No.
Was it?
I don't know what the whole
it was. Okay, Vanessa Williams was the first Black Miss America, and her reign was from 1983 to 1984. Well, before she signed up to compete, she had taken some racy photos. There was a girl-on-girl kind of thing. It was like she was a little topless, you know. Mm-hmm. But she did not disclose that she took those pictures. So after she won the title, Penthouse published the pictures, so they snatched her crown away and called her all kind of names, called her a dirty hole, and it went in on Vanessa Williams. But I'm sure you can understand she was the first Black one. Now it's 1983, 84. Okay, I'm sure you can kind of fathom the things they said. Well, they've been trying to get her to participate for a couple of years now.
I don't want to print to you, sniff my shit.
To me, it was just a safe face because, you know, the Black community was outraged because there have been a lot other controversial things that and no one's crown has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
So Vanessa Williams, they invited her back to be a judge this year, and she was a judge. And the one who runs the Miss America pageant gave her this empty-ass apology after all these years. I think it was for ratings.
They didn't give her a crown back.
No, they didn't give her a crown
well,
back.
Fuck your apology.
And he said, you will always be Miss America. Stop lying, because you took a damn crown. So, no, she's not.
I would not participate, honestly.
But you could tell, you know, Vanessa Williams, she would have gave that little smile like that. It's here for the check. And, and she got to open up the show singing a song.
Okay.
She sang a song. And to me, it's just a testament to her ability because she made it. I mean, she had a beautiful husband, had beautiful, talented kids, had she was married to Rick Fox, had a singing career, acting career, and that was all behind controversy. So she got it up out the mud.
I like it, Megan.
I love it.
So good. So Duval County.
And
got out the mood.
So I'm just saying, I love her. And I love her gratefulness even last night. She just took a little smile, that little empty apology. Just like, she didn't say nothing.
Yeah, don't let me kiss you. My chat better be in the bed when I was getting in my car. Okay. So I got a few shout outs. First, I must give a shout out to our girl, Miss Karen Civil. She was on a hashtag WH Champs today. She spoke. She was like one of the main first announcers, introducing these wonderful women from all over the world that have done tremendous things in their communities and provided outreach programs and, you know, basically just motivating all kids and all women of all ages. I have nothing but love and just
in my heart for Karen.
Yes, like she just, I don't know, I just love her.
She's just an inspiration.
Just all the way. And I know that this Saturday I'm supposed to have a party bus and supposed to be going to Aqua with Whoop and the Cocky Kind, but it got postponed because Club Aqua is no longer available. So we're moving to Club Vibe, and it's next Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida, the 26th. We still have a party bus going on. We also got a day party from 4 to 10 for Vernon K. Johnson's birthday. I cannot wait. So,
everybody's going to be drunk.
Girl, I cannot wait. As I said, I got to cancel the party bus because I don't know what we got. It is too much going on that day. So, y'all make sure you all check us out. And I must give a shout out to
the Cocky Kind, Mellow, and DJ D Strong. Labor Day, it was really awesome at Beecham. Kodak Black killed it. Lil Boosie popped up. Lil Boosie popped up and chilled. It was just a really, really good show. I don't think it was any fights. If it was, I completely missed it. But it was just everyone came. They had a good time. Whoop popped up and did his song Bodyguard with him. The crowd went crazy. Kodak Black was doing his little dance. I don't know what that's called.
It's like a, I don't know what it is. It's like a little box. Yeah.
And he was all on the ground with his little pistol in his thing. I'm like, nigga, please don't go to jail. You just got out of jail. And you whamming right now. You winning. The only nigga in Florida right now is getting booked weekly the way you are.
Which is
so I really hope and pray that you do not go back, because this is what happens to all Florida artists, just being so real with a lot of people. Your friends, your family, they should be the ones to tell your ass no. When it's drama or they see that you coming close to almost messing up, they should step up and say, let me tell you, let me handle that. You don't need that. I don't give a damn what your history is. Because right now, people's not winning. They're not winning doing what they're doing. But long story short, Kodak Black did a very good show. And I can't wait to see him November 14th with my best friend, DJ Pretty Ricky, at Club Vibe.
Okay.
So that was Kodak Black. What else we have? Oh, Mary J. Blige and Tamar will be here November 7th at the UCF Arena. Please get your tickets, because, I mean, you know what happens when they don't come. You know, they don't pay. They don't come back. So, y'all come back. Y'all come see them. I don't think Mary J. Blige have been here in Jacksonville, Orlando, for an actual show in a very long time. So, it's her and Tamar. They need to add something to
the something more up-tempo.
Right at a man is fine. I thought about a tank.
It would be a good mix to
like
man.
A tank. You have Tamar singing how she, if I don't have, you know, she in love.
With me and everything.
You got Tank, like, yeah, nigga, you deserve. You ain't, ooh, you fine. Ooh, you fine. And you ain't shit. And you got Mary J. Blige who's going to come kill it.
Yeah.
I think they need a man.
That would be nice to be a man.
So.
We're going to do just like a straight ballad all night.
So you need like a, what? So like a Miguel maybe?
You need something.
Like a Miguel.
Yeah, you need something.
So Miguel have a good band.
Yeah, he does.
So I don't know. They need to consider something, because I don't just, the Mary J. Blige and the Tamar, it just does not make me.
To me, they have two different fan bases.
Yes.
So it's kind of, you need to kind of bring somebody to kind of
I was trying to figure it out, because I love Mary. But Future, my boss, you know, y'all make sure y'all come check out Future, because my boss, you know, T-Gun, got him Tallahassee, 10-16.
Tallahassee?
Yes, I think I'm going to be there for homecoming. And then we got Yo Gotti, November 21st, with Dog Man and Bank Boy Society, Blue Cheese and Agent, at Majestic Orlando. Tickets are on sale right now for $50, I believe, online. And last but not least, we're still working on the Dream Do Come True brunch in February in Miami. It is still coming, so please be patient.
Well, I don't think I want to go 10-16, but I'll be in L.A.
What's L.A.? What you want? Where you going?
Yeah, going just to vacation.
Woohoo!
Los Angeles, my hubby girl.
I thought y'all going to Hawaii. I'm confused.
We all going to Los Angeles first.
Oh, well.
We're going to take the red eye to Hawaii. We're still having a good time.
Well, you deserve that. Y'all have fun. I'll tell y'all about it when I get back. Yes. I'll be leaving in a few weeks. We'll talk about that. But anyways, oh, and shout out to DRC. If anyone's seen him Sunday night.
That play.
He killed it. New York Giants, number 41. Yeah, he's the shit. You have to check him out. That's my favorite player.
Yes. That is also what Ambrose over.
Oh, girl, I thought you got to say something. You about to get a bust in your face.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. But anyway, let's get into this mix by Young Master, and hopefully he'll be calling in by then. Again, you all, I'm not really familiar with him, so I'm really excited to hear about this
song, Stay Awake.
Yes, and see what he's talking about. And we'll get
Because I time. Always say the same work, because there's so many different conspiracies and foolishness going on in this world today. So let's get into this.
Every day, I am love. hand every time that it tick. I don't have to pretend any time that I fit. Either looking through the blinds or sitting behind tits. You can see a real nigga even if you get a glimpse. These niggas mad from the top, they exempt. And I float to the top like I'm a fucking blimp. My niggas move weight like they work in a gym. Dreams of the top worth more than 100 mil. Shooting for the stars, but it's gonna get on shoot to kill. Leave the pain in the past, you just gotta live. Love, life, just what it is. I'm flight in the dove and I'm freer in the ex-convict. To be honest, these niggas fit nonsense. But my lyrics put you on the higher conscience. But I hate to leave it with no confidence. Hating on the best, leave you with no accomplishment. You can never be the best, so I understand. Elevate every day and every way. You can make it to the top if you really got a plan. Experience, experiment, it's a test in your life. Like it's about to take an exam. Even dream you sleep when you awake. Just make sure that you're chasing it down. In your eyes, you should reflect the best. When you look in the mirror, are you facing it now? Stay awake every day, I elevate, motivate. And I promise I will let you down. Life is deep, I won't let you drown. Like the tree, I came from the ground. Touch the top and never came back down. Let the chase just spread around. Feel the breeze like love in the air, and the light all white like a dove in the air. Ahead of these niggas, I'm above in the air. Gotta keep moving forward like the brakes ain't that real. Taking so rad that you can't come fast. Keep the fam at home, if you real, then I bring it out. I remember having dreams of the king's life, dreams to reality. That's what it stands
every
like.
Day, every day, I elevate. Make all your taste and all your dreams before they run away. Hey, stay away, see you, I'm on my way. I only made it to the top just to motivate. Hey, every day, I elevate. Make all your taste and all your dreams before they run away. Hey, stay away, I'm on my way. I only made it to the top just to elevate. Hey, stay away.
I do it for the love, a story untold. Put the heart with your mind to feed. Life on the line, put the worries on hold. My soul worth gold, I'm achieving my goals. Leaders on the court, ain't trying to get exposed. Every nigga wanna be a thug. Every female really scared to fall in love. Cause the very first thing we do is try to fuck up. I'ma hit that ass right, I'ma tear it up. And you know I'm hands on, so I stay in touch. And you know we the king's ass in the cut. See your dreams kind of life while you waking up. Looking down on the bottom, top it off with love. Send a blessing to the earth that came from above. Bet it could be worse, but it never was. Drop a tear from your eyes when you had enough. If everybody lie, who you gon' trust? If everybody die, who you gon' love? Hold up, don't give up, just focus. This life is more than just hopeless. I am a king, I'm ferocious. You are my queen and you know this. I touch the sky and cross oceans to bring you pieces of heaven. So that you just might notice you are an angel. My blessing from danger, we are protected. My heart is used as a weapon. They using hate is deception. Looking to faking, they desperate. Every mistake I'm correcting. But all mistakes are just lessons. And from these lessons you learning, I hope you getting the message. There's a life to be lived. Hope you enjoy every second. But I enjoy coming first. I'm number one on this earth. So if you're lost, then I'll search. So stay awake and alert. It won't hurt.
Every day, I elevate. Make all your taste and all your dreams before they run away. Hey, stay awake. I'm on my way. I only made it to the top just to motivate. Hey, every day, I elevate. Make all your taste and all your dreams before they run away. Hey, stay awake. I'm on my way. I only made it to the top just to elevate. Hey, stay awake.
Welcome back to What the Hell She Said Today. It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BrownBabyCoco. That's BrownBabyCoco.
Hi, and it's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss EP. Follow me at MISSEP_Sierra on Twitter and Instagram. Now, I'm waiting for Mr. Young Master to call in. I'm not exactly sure if he's running behind schedule. I just thought about it. He is in Houston, Texas. So with that being said, he's like an hour or two behind us. So I'm really hoping and praying that he's not thinking he's supposed to call in on his time. If so, we would have a problem with that because we got to wrap it up because I got to go to work, boot y'all tomorrow, and Megan got to work in school tomorrow. So we can't be on the phone all night waiting for people to call in. So I'm just playing. You know, so what's up, Megan? What's up, y'all? What y'all got to talk about? Shout out to Lux & Co. for always showing love.
Always.
My girl, Larissa. I know what I'm talking about.
Filipino connection.
That's my Buddha. Y'all check her out. Any PR work, brand management. You know, she's there in Jacksonville. She helped brand manage. Well, she helped do PR for Smack Philly, which is Don Logan, one of my favorite MMG artists, the crazy-ass Gunplay official DJ. And she helps with a lot of stuff for 93.3, South Star, and a couple other events and companies in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you need a PR, check her out. She got you.
Yeah, and she's really sweet.
Yes, and I am working on doing brand management. I don't know what my calling is, but within 5 days, I'm not going to say 5 days.
Okay.
I'm going to say in 4 days.
Okay.
I can show you my email. I have over 9 people trying to contact me regarding assisting them with something, whether it's a mixtape, whether it's an event, whether it's just helping them with their studio. It's a lot of things, and I can't manage everyone. I cannot do that. So my focus is going to be brand management. If you got a budget, you can come to me, and I can tell you what to do with your campaign and what I can do to help it, if you got a budget.
Okay.
I can't do nothing for you.
That's the first thing. That's what I
without think. A budget.
That's the first conversation that we have to have being in this business. Event planning, brand management, anything has to do with events. Anything has to do with managing anything, whether it's an event, function, or yourself. We need a budget. And that's going to be the first conversation we have. What is your budget? You have to have that before you contact somebody because our time is very valuable. As you can see, I got 2 jobs working tomorrow.
I got 3. that's not including the events. That's just the first primary jobs I get an actual check for.
So, you know, like me, I got school, I got work, I got weddings, I got so many different things. Oh, shout out to the Kappa Iota chapter of DSC, by the way. But one thing I want to talk about, I posted it on Facebook today. There was this guy, right, and he posted these tags to a suit that he bought, and he said, shout out to the plug, all I'm going to do is get these tailored, you don't have to pay that much for a good suit, something like he was in a secret location or whatever, like something, but I didn't know it was a secret, so I recognized the tag because my grandma kept me inside my back in the day. I remember she bought me an Easter outfit, and I cried because I didn't want to wear it.
I love that mark.
I like it now, but back then, you know, you were a kid.
Being there all day, like, why?
and like, I was, like, in the 4th grade wearing linen. And my grandma had me dressed up. See, well, I didn't want to wear no linen. It was hot, itchy. Anyway, so I remember those tags. So I said, I commented under the picture, and I said, Steinmar is so slept on. This man inboxed me on Instagram saying, you can't broadcast the plug like that. And he deleted my comment from under the picture. Now, my problem with this is, why is it that black folks, we have to feel like, what is it that Kanye says? What is it? It's something that, it was like a lyric from Kanye. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this.
Okay.
So we try to make it seem like it's so secretive. I can't tell you the plug, secret location.
So why even say you got a plug?
And then my thing is, you are telling someone they don't have to pay high prices to look nice in a suit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to tell people
they
where you got it from.
They want to go through him, right?
No, it's Steinmart.
Oh.
It was Steinmart there. He was mad that I commented people look over Steinmart because he didn't want the next man to know that's where he got his suit from, and that's where he's going to get it tailored. The reason I have a problem is because we don't just do it with clothes. We do it with a lot of things. Like, I can see people that have, like, apps that they use on Instagram or Facebook. And people say, what app did you use? And they were like, don't worry about it. Don't do it. Like, you're not the only person that has access to this or that can do it. So why are you so bent on keeping it for yourself? And that's the mentality that I find that we have as Black people. And what they call it, crabs in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we can't, I got to keep you down. I can't put you up on what I'm doing. I want to feel special. Because it's like, you're not the only person that shop at Steinmart, sir. So are you the only, like, and what made me so upset about him is that he's one of those people that always talk about empowering and giving back.
Mm. I know him.
Yes, you do. I'll tell you his name. I'll tell you afterwards. He's one of those people. So it was like, that's what really disappointed me in his actions. Mm. Because it was just like, you're one of the main ones who say,
you could have been, you dog on right, they sleeping on Steinmark.
Right.
They could have just liked it or just
just not responded.
Yeah.
You inboxed me and then deleted it.
What did he say? What did he say?
You can't broadcast the plug like that.
And then deleted my
comment.
He could have did that LOL and kept it on there, though. He petty.
Petty as hell.
I didn't know who that is. Why I knew you was going to say that?
How did you know?
I am done with you, man.
Like, I was just like, what? So, why do you think that is, dear? Is that like a mentality that we just have? Because I look at... If I was asked one of my Caucasian people, girl, where did you get this? They'll tell you how to get them, where to go, what to get. If this don't work, try this.
Call me back if you need help.
Call me back if you need help.
When can't find it.
Okay.
Well, I can get it for you.
Right. I'll bring it to you. Call me on the phone. I'll walk you through it.
That's like that Kevin Hart. Oh, was it Kevin Hart? You called. You got the wrong number.
Okay.
Call me back. You sure? Oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. She's not here. Yeah, this is the wrong number. I'm sorry. Call me back. If that's not the right number, call me back and I'll help you find them. You sure? That people like, bitch, you got the wrong number. Clint, I said you have the wrong number.
It's just like, I don't get it. Why is it? And I said on Facebook, like, that's why we as a people cannot, like, come up. It's the same thing with business. That's the reason we did the brunch, the Women's Empowerment Brunch, to show people that you don't have to hate on, you don't have to, like, worry about what the next person's doing. Because I say this, in a 6-mile radius, how many McDonald's do you think we can find? Like, where you live at, in a 6-mile radius, you can probably count, like, 3 McDonald's.
I'm about to say at least 3.
At least 3. But if you pass by anyone, they all still have lines. Everyone is still open. Everyone is still serving the same food. And everyone is still eating.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one is worried about the next one. And it's like, why can't we understand that concept?
Black people don't care about that, man. They don't want to, either, like we say, don't tell about who the plug is.
That is the
did you see that big drug bust in Jacksonville and Houston?
I didn't read the article, but I heard it.
I want to tell anybody in Jacksonville that's listening, if you was affected by that, I pray for you. I know the streets are dry right now, and every foreign shape away. It's a lot of killing going on right now.
Mm.
It's a lot of people getting shot for no reason, random shootings. And what people don't understand is that when they do drug busts, stuff like this happens because people owe people money. People don't have money to feed their families. Yes, stuff be wrong, but sometimes that's how people can, that's how they survive. That's all they know. And, yes, you're supposed to get it, get out, and flip it, and go to whatever you're supposed to do. But if you look at the news, there's a lot of killing going on, mm-hmm. A lot of random shooting, no one know why. But it was a big drug bust, millions of dollars, a lot of cocaine, a lot of weed.
Now, I wonder what led to that, because 3 weeks ago, they found a bunch of, like, 10 tons of cocaine coming in Jacksonville.
Like in the river or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with this one, because this one was literally a lot of stuff from Houston on the trucks. They was in caravans. They had like a whole situation going from Houston to Jacksonville, Miami. That was the plug.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going on for a while, but it's gone now. So I'm just telling everyone to be careful, because people are desperate right now.
and you got people that was anticipating to better feed their families off of that.
Off that shit, man, here, off these people.
And now they don't have it. Some people are down in jail with $1 million bonds. And some people, I mean, you do wrong, I understand, right is right, wrong is wrong. And, you know, no sin is greater than the other. But I just need people in Jacksonville to please be careful right now because it's a serious situation. Just giving y'all a heads up, and I'm praying for everybody that's involved.
All the stuff going on, y'all worry about somebody going to sign Mark.
To find your plug.
Well, I ask you for real plugs in jail.
For real, for real. But anyway, I
pray for all families that are affected by that. Whether you agree with it or not, you still have families that were, you know, are affected. And let's not, I always think about the kids, baby.
Yes. And I mean, you know, everybody have their right to have their own opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I knew what fed me as a child. So it is what it is. So anywho, it is 11:00. And Young Master from Houston, Texas did not make it to the call. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be calling at 12, like what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we probably have to reschedule him. So in the meantime, you all, next week I have DJ Shab coming on the line. Hey. Tell us about what we're going to be doing at this vibe, at this Duval reunion with Whoop and Dale. I mean, excuse me, Whoop and the Cocky Kind.
you giving.
Sorry,
the real.
You know, can't wait to see the Cocky Kind because he showed his ass last week. And I can't wait to see who may pop up next week. You never know because they had the city out last week. So, anywho, what's up, Meg? Anything else?
No.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna try to hit my line. I'm gonna try to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Anything that we discuss, anything you want to hear about.
And tell people the sign mark is the plug. Y'all should put that on.
Well, put yeah.
Sign mark is the plug.
I want y'all. I want black people. Listen, I want us to stop doing that. Like, I want us to stop making like we just so like we so like special. We can only go somewhere. Like, help your fellow man. To do something. If what you're doing or what you have access to helps you, lend a hand out and help somebody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, y'all pretty ass. Anyways, we want to thank you for tuning in to What the Hell You Said Tuesday.
Yes, we appreciate that. We'll see you all next Tuesday with DJ Shab on What the Hell She Said Tuesday.
You Hey, make it clap, 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 patty cake. Maybe we can make a move with Blu-ray. Hey, stop it, girl.